Well, I think in general, there's a lack of communication in the IT industry in general about Latin America to the corporates out here. Mm-hmm. So the big answer is no, it's not having a huge impact. But I would say that in instances where more mature companies who do global sourcing have interest in the region, they are noticing it, because I think the big issue with Brazil has always been not just the English language skills, but also the costs and the taxes, which have really made it more prohibitive. I think, you know, with those businesses who are already getting some footprints in Latin, it has a bigger impact because they're already, you know, evaluating pricing and that sort of thing. So, no, not like an immediate wow, but it's more of a, it's making it more attractive over the longer term and that sort of thing. But I do think there needs to be, more test cases, more proof points with the region in general as prices level out, things like that.
Mm.
That answers your question, but
yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I suppose then the question is: do you think that there needs to be a more coherent communication strategy that gets case studies out there rather than just, I suppose, almost hoping people are going to notice these changes?
I do, and it's not easy, but I do, and I think the Indians did it. And it took them a long time, but they did it through having much, much lower cost initially, and that got the attention very quickly of the buyers.
Mm.
And then the real issues were down to, can these guys actually deliver? So we saw, this, like I call it like the 20-50-500 approach, where you saw companies like Cognizant, TCS and co. start with very small footprints within global clients and very quickly go far. 50-100, and now some of the Indians have over 1,000 FTEs, particularly in some of the big banks and some of these companies. So that strategy worked extremely well. It works well with IT, and it works a little bit better with BPO, but that's a lot more complex.
Mm.
So I do think that the Latin providers or the big providers with Latin footprints need to find a way to get in first.
Mm. Mm.
Prove their skill set, and then they can, this penetrating radiating works. Because one thing we saw recently was one of the, oddly enough, the Western providers like Accenture and IBM now can match the pricing of the big Indian firms, for big offshoring deals, because they have such large Indian workforces. And what's interesting is that they went back in one of, I won't say who it was, but one of them went back into one of their clients they lost the state to and were offering prices 25% less than the Indian incumbent. And the client, they have an institutional knowledge of our processes and it's not just about, we're not going to switch back.
Mm.
So that tells you that the way they have to get in now is they need to find an initial footprint into some of these businesses. So when you talk with big companies like, I was talking with like Shell the other day, big oil company, and they have, some work done out of Latin now in IT, is they need to find a starting point within those big clients and then build out from there and do it through proof points. I think just doing endless web and just, hauling literature at companies can only go so far. It's actually giving them the real experience of finding smarter ways in, even if it's with a, 5 FTE type thing. Because that's how I think the Brazilians and the Latin in general, similar strategy. How do they get a foothold in some of the corporates? And that's the best marketing you can do. Once you're in there, people start, because they talk to each other. And they also say, great, quality from this firm in Brazil. Oh, can I use it? Because I spend a lot of time with clients who have big ERP templates, like SAP, for example.
Mm.
The number one issue they have is they, global help. Whenever they want any, we got Notre Fiscal, we need that work done on that. No one has knowledge on accessing providers to help them.